Hello, everybody. Welcome to Depth of Field. I'm Penny De Los Santos. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. Today, we have a really special guest. I was trying to think about who I could have on, and I decided after we talked about it, Annie and I talked about it, that having my marketing branding manager, I decided to have her on because she's influenced the way that I work and everything that I've done for the last year and a half. So this is Annie Cavallo.
Hi.
I'm going to have Annie introduce herself.
That was a great intro. I loved that. That was good.
Yeah, but there's a lot about you that I left out.
Okay. I'm Annie. I am Penny's marketing person, as she so eloquently said. But I guess if you went more professional, I call myself a creative branding marketing director would be like an overarching role. My current full-time job is director of marketing for a luxury bridal brand, but I've been a consultant for over 12 years. So it's hard for me to always let go of that personal, I guess, like freelance work, if you will. I love full-time, but I'm stage connected to a couple of my clients that I really enjoyed working with. Obviously, I have to enjoy working with them to keep them around with a full-time job. And I just also, for me as a person, like I identify first as someone who self-promotes and self-markets. So having that continuous touch point with people like Penny and a small handful of clients still with a full-time job keeps me on the pulse of what's new.
So I came to Annie in September of 2022.
It was like the summer after the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a weird,
transition. And I, at that point I had an agent, and my agent was like, you have to be posting to Instagram every day. And if you're not, you need to hire someone. And I wasn't at that point. And I sort of had to come to Jesus with myself and realize that I needed help. And because I didn't like posting. And so I decided to make an investment in myself now, in my business. And have I ever made this big of an investment? No. Would I do it again? Do I recommend it? Absolutely. I've gone into some debt, full disclosure, as a result. But that being said, it's already like I'm seeing the fruit of that labor that we did. Finally, after a year and a half.
And like a weird year and a half.
A weird year. Like, 2023 was horrible.
Yeah, for a lot of artists. But just to caveat off what you just said, you know, anything that's self-promoting, self-marketing, it's like going to the gym. I know I've used this analogy with you a bunch, but you have to think about anything that you do for yourself as like a workout regime. You don't go to a gym and expect to have abs the next day. You have to just keep going. And it's all those baby steps that you do that eventually you start to see that definition, that tone, that muscle build. And I think marketing is the same. You know, you don't want to start marketing when you need to be marketing. That's also another thing we always talk about. It's like you want to be doing it enough and regularly that when you are slow, you're not just in that slow point and now also trying to start to build up your work. And you want to be marketing the whole time, whether it's social presence or email marketing or, you know, website or whatever it is, so that when you have those ebbs and flows, you have something to fall back on. And I think, you know, when you and I met, you didn't have that back end work in the progress. So not only were you slow with work, as a lot of artists were, it wasn't just you, it was kind of like a huge shift. I just want to give context to when Penny and I started working together. That's when reels and videos were actually really exploding on Instagram. And there was this huge void for photographers, especially, who were like, what the fuck do I do now? Like, I don't do video media. I don't create reels. Like, how do I compete with the at-home influencers now taking my clients and my jobs? And so that's when, I think that's what really made you feel, I don't want to speak for you, but that was really when it made you feel like you had to outsource some sort of creative partnership to not only like be vulnerable and acknowledge like, wow, like my industry is literally changing to the point where like I have to learn a whole new skill.
Yeah.
And not only that, but like, how do I also bring a heartbeat back to my marketing?
That's exactly right. I mean, I was posting some, you know, I was taking work and I was maybe updating my website, but that's it. I was doing a newsletter, but I was doing it like when I had work I wanted to show. Was it monthly? No. So immediately Annie was like, we're doing a monthly newsletter. And then the second thing you did was immediately like put me in front of the camera so that I could share my story more. And I'm not comfortable with that at all. I know that's going to come to a surprise for a lot of you, but it's intense. And it's, for me, it's more like mentally. I love my privacy and I don't really have a desire to become
a subject
or famous in any way. I really don't. But yet here I am. And this is because of marketing. And I think that's what's interesting. So we started a newsletter. She started putting me in front of the camera, talking about the things that I did know. I'm a photographer. I talked about how to make a great food photograph. We started Sunday Sessions, which was me in front of the camera, just giving tips. I started a podcast.
Kind of as a result of Sunday Sessions.
Yeah. And all of this working, collaborating with someone who did know the language of Instagram. And I know Reels is not hard to figure out, but it is, and it's intimidating. And so I feel like I bought a course, a one-on-one course with you to kind of like fast track me to understanding it, getting into it, and then being able to produce it.
Yeah. And I think what was awesome about you, and I know I've shared this, is like, I think it takes a lot for any artist, and like background on me too. Like, I'm trained in art. I have a BFA in design. You know, I minor in photography. So I have an ego in art as well. And I think the biggest thing that I found with some of my clients, with photographers especially, it's so hard to like step back from your own craft as an artist and think like, I have to do something different now or learn something new. And I felt like you were always so receptive and open to like letting someone else show you something. So, and then now you're doing it on your own, but you are so willing to like learn something new. And I think like that's really commendable, because a lot of artists, sometimes their egos get in the way and they don't want to admit like, fuck, I have to learn something new, or I have to change the way I do stuff. Like, you enhanced your own library of work with this other tool now. And I think that was just really, really interesting. And I'm so glad you did it when you did, because now it's like you're embarking on, I think, like other opportunities because of your willingness to like adapt and change and be open to what was going on.
I do feel like I learned a ton. I mean, wow, I learned a ton from you. And I think back on it and I'm like, I did. I got like a one-on-one education in social media.
Thanks.
And beyond, because I feel like you did offer a lot of like one-on-one coaching, because I can be like many photographers.
Yeah.
You know, get stuck in my own way and, you know, get stuck in my head and emotionally stop myself from pursuing things because I don't feel like it's going to be that good. You know, I'm such a perfectionist. I don't really want to do it. I should listen to myself. I don't want to do it. Then I would always call you, or we'd have a meeting and you'd be like, it's not that hard. Just do it. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
Yeah.
So that was huge for me too. I have an entire wall at in my workspace where we did basically. I did an interview last week, the one with Joy Fennell with the AI creator.
Oh.
And that's the background. And it's basically my year, the year that Annie, I mean, more than a marketing director, brand director, you really were like a coach too. And I think that's what made our relationship unique, is I felt like emotionally you knew when I was not doing well.
Well, I think we're all human, and I love people. And I think like marketing and communications are hand in hand. And, you know, someone who had their own career for a decade and like was an artist, was representative artist, and then also was independently hustling, like I get it and I empathize with it. And I think I've just seen in my own business some tried and true things to do. And I think when I work with people like you or any of my clients who I see the potential, I just want to like keeping you on these tracks of things that like just be consistent, like just keep showing up, because it will pan out. And you know, listen, I think the world right now, it's in like a weird transition pause, right? Like we're all feeling some sort of grind. But I think like last year was like really like for me, you know, not to be metaphorical, but like last year was really a year of like breaking it down to build it up. And I think this year feels like foundational. Like what all those little things that you did are hopefully now like going to populate into actual things. And I love that it's January and we already feel like you already have some buzz. And I think anyone who's in a place where they're feeling stuck, it's like you can only gamble on your future self. So if you're not, you know, like think of it as like all the things that you're going to do, whether they're small little efforts, like picking five people to outreach to or email to or one person or pushing yourself on Instagram, whatever it may be, the consistency of that will change something for you in the future, right? So, but also too, it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like, you have to be willing to do it. And if you don't do it, then you won't know, well, what if it worked?
Yeah. And if it scares you, I mean, that to me is always an indication to do it.
Of growth.
Yeah. Probably the biggest thing I learned in my entire career, and I don't always tell people how long I've been doing this because I'm extremely vain about age. It's so dumb. I know. It's so dumb, but I feel like women struggle with this and I struggle with it. And I don't really know why. Anyway, my point is I've been doing this for, I think, 30 years. So a long time. And I have to say, in those 30 years, the best thing I've ever done for myself was hire a marketing director, brand director. The reality is, if I could afford to keep Annie to keep you for like 10 years, which people can do, I totally get how people really, really make it in their careers. And to the point of, you know, they have so much work. Like, I'm thinking of, you know, just some big commercial name, big advertising photographer, whoever that person is in your mind, that person, like how successful they are. I get how people can be so successful. It is a team and it is about collaborating. And I'm so glad I finally did this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, listen, I think like outsourcing or just having someone to guide you and get out of your head, it's not that. You can find it at any price point. You know, I think like...
I don't know.
No?
I mean, I spoke to a lot of people and I don't really feel like everybody brought the same... Yeah, the same secret sauce. But I do think when you're working with people, especially creative people in marketing, branding, it's an emotional thing. You know, you have to help them get out of their way. And that's that's emotional.
Yeah.
So you really have to find somebody who's willing to, that gets that. And it doesn't have to be intense emotional. It's more just like, hey, breaking it down for them, keeping it really simple. You know?
Well, I think that really comes back to the origin of branding. Like, you want to speak to your own community. Like from a brand perspective, like I always talk about like community consistency and collaboration. And it's like, obviously you're my community and I'm your community. We get along because we're very similar at some core things. And I think what I offer and what I do with my own business, I think resonates with you. Mm-hmm. But that's just classic branding, right? Because there are some people who would find my style or my approach completely like dog shit. It just depends on their own MO. So, you know, I think what I'm saying there is like, you can find in your own way, you know, people out there. And, you know, from a marketer, I always look at like, there's so many people on Instagram right now who play to be these coaches, these marketing people. And as someone who's trained in this, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, what are they doing differently? Like, I even can get intimidated, you know, because it's like, everywhere you turn, there's a coach doing some sort of course, download, free this, free that. You know, even for myself, like I finally decided like, oh, I'm going to just put together a little Instagram page aside from my personal. So it's funny, like I'll work, you know, with other brands on their social, but rarely post on my own. I'm more of like a shoot up stories, that things that I find funny, but starting like a page now where I'm putting together like thought to pen or pen to thought rather. You know, these marketing strategies and even starting my own brand on social and doing my own rules, I'm even intimidated. And I know that it takes consistency and effort and showing up on a daily basis. So it's like, you know, couple that with learning a new skill or just getting yourself out there. Like self-promotion, self-branding is so hard. But if you can find someone that is your cheerleader, I guess, like, you know, to your point, it's worth the investment.
Yeah. I want to make sure that I get across that this was the best thing I've done for my business. I'm doing a monthly newsletter. I'm consistently doing social media, doing some outreach. I have a podcast. All of those things kind of reemphasize me as a content creator, photographer, director, expert. And so...
And there's so many stuff like create opportunity, like your opportunity with Fuji. And like, I think you even said one of those direct outreaches to you was because of what you're doing with your newsletter, like the Sunday sessions, right?
Right. It almost makes me seem like an expert. What? You know, I know I'm an expert, but
yeah,
you know, we all have our thing. I never would have called myself an expert. I'm still not quite comfortable, but I'm someone you can come to and might know the answers.
Yeah.
Related to a particular subject. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is, you know, what is it that every creative person out there really needs to be thinking about right now in 2024, moving at the beginning of the year? Like, what is it that we need to be focusing on?
I'll share like some things that I'm giving my own advice, like listening to my own advice on too. I think, again, in a world where it seems like everyone's doing something for themselves, right? There's a lot of self-promotion. There's a lot of influencers and affiliate marketing and all these things that people are trying to do on top of like the classic job. But I feel like the classic job is like the secondary thing. Like, no one wants to work full-time anymore. They want to have their own business, or they want to be freelance, yeah. which is so crazy, because like when I started my career, it was the opposite. Like, I was like, I'm going to be freelance. And everyone was like, oof, good luck with that. You know, it was a very taboo thing to be self-employed for a while, or it wasn't looked at as like the thing to strive for. Mm-hmm. I think the pandemic really made us all double down on like working for ourselves. But all that to say, so now that you're competing with a lot of people who have this self-confidence, self-drive to get in the game as a freelancer and work for yourself, I think it is even more important now than ever to like identify, call it like your secret sauce, because the only thing that makes you different than them is you, really, right? Like, everyone can offer a similar thing or have a similar stance, and there's so many repetitive options out there, but what attracts you to the right person is because it's them. And so when it comes down to your business, no matter what you're trying to do, photographer, stylist, like anything, just what makes you unidentifiably you? I always ask myself that. I always ask my clients that, because ultimately that's your leverage. It's like your 10%. It's your difference. So think about what makes you identifiably you and lean into that. If it's your perspective on something, if it's like the way you approach a subject or an art, or if it's just how you present yourself or your, you know, whatever it may be, leaning into what makes you you versus trying to be what you're not. You can't follow anyone else. That's not, and then if you're following, then you're not leading, right? So you have to really be comfortable in who you are, what you're offering, and believe that you are just as important. You know, they're not you. So if you're on team you, that motivates you to like, you know, find that gumption, like push past that ego, push past that insecurity, because you have great stuff too. And it's just a matter of doing the effort. And one thing that they have on you right now is the fact that they're doing it and you're not. So just get out of your own way. And if you have something in mind, like, go for it. Like, post it. Well, I think you should photograph this and add it, you know, onto your social feed. But give yourself visuals, you know, give yourself that timeline. Sometimes we all think about like huge picture, like, oh, I want to just X, Y, and Z. And it's like, awesome. Make that your end goal and then back it up into like 6 or 7 steps to get there. Sometimes looking at things in smaller bites is like way more, you know, appetizing than like one huge mouthful of like impossible. So like, figure out who you are, stand by that for sure, and apply that gumption and apply that secret sauce, I call it, to everything that you do. Because again, like, that consistency and that platform is going to be, you know, what makes you different than everyone else.
I'll use myself as an example, because as you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, your secret sauce. And we've talked about secret sauce a lot.
I know what
your
sauce
is. What's my sauce?
I've told you what your sauce is. So Penny's,
just so that everybody understands.
So like, Penny's sauce, I always thought, looking at her body of work, the stuff that really felt the most like passionate and like organic to you and your persona is when you're telling a story of how a meal's made. Literally, like, the act of the family, like, in the moment with the food. It's not the staged, perfect tabletop. It's not like, you know, the recipes. It's when you are shooting real people in their element, in their moment, and you're capturing that essence of that moment. That's why I feel like that's your sauce. It's like, you have a way of seeing something so profound in like the most simplest act. There's so many photos I can think of, like, where it's like, wow, they're just literally shaking rice.
Oh yeah.
But like, it looks like very powerful, or that beautiful fast photo. You know, of the men who are like eating on plastic bags. It's like all these things. And you look in the photo from what it is, it can be really simple, but it just looks so much more, like, there's so much depth there. And I think it's just because your eye, like, you're looking at things that, you know, people sometimes would walk by. Like, I love all your street photos from Mexico. Like, I'm just on the street food and like the young people like eating. It's all simple things. Every person would just walk by normally. But I think in you, for some reason, you like stop and see that differently. And I think a lot of what you're known for is that work too, you know? And I think that style and that eye is what gets you these other jobs, because they want you to capture that same motion in their product.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So then how do we translate that into money? Social media? Yeah, money. How does that translate into making it for social media?
So I think what we did with that, we started to tell your story and your perspective, and we started to talk about like how you see things differently. And I think what people really loved was sharing your experiences, sharing your eye. Like, yes, like, you know, photography is also feeling a major shift right now. But I think what is really cool about you still is what you were best known for, what you are still known for, is you're shooting people. And I don't think AI can replace that. Like, I think like, we know AI is out there, but you're capturing like a real person in a real moment, and it feels so authentic. Whereas AI is like the fantasy and the, I don't know, the extremist, right? But like a lot of your most famous work, it's like the bare bones and like authentic. And I still believe that, like, listen, I don't know what AI is going to do, but my honest opinion is it'll exist in some capacity. And then you're going to have these other people who still want organic, natural, real pulse people and not like a fake family in, you know, wherever they live. You know, who knows? I think everything is cyclical. I think everything will influence and then respond.
Yeah.
And right now, I think we're still in the influence phase. That's why it's all hyped up. But I think you're already seeing that there's conflict and issue and pushback on AI. So we'll see.
How does a person identify their brand? Not just their sauce, but their brand now.
Just to talk about social for a minute, your Instagram feed, if you're an artist in any way, and by artist, I mean anything. Like, you're a person of a craft, right? You can be anything that you want to present your work on a consistent level. Every single thing you post should be under the filter of, does this represent me in the best way? Is this my brand? I know one of the first exercises we did was I kind of went through your grid and curated out like all the things that kind of felt like, I don't love it, or like, it's not really me anymore. And really, create that filter of like, is this my brand? And by brand, it's like, is this who I want to be representing? Is this, you know, where are my clients coming from? Where are they looking at me from? Like, what companies do I want to be attracting to me? So it's like the where of where are they, right? I think, again, your consistency builds community. So if you're consistently showing something that you want people to respond to, those who no longer respond to it will leave and you'll have drop off. But then you'll have new people that are like, oh, wow, I really love this consistent body of work, right? And then it's like, who are you talking to? A couple of clients that we've looked at for you were like Magnolia Network, right? So in Magnolia, like the Joanna Gaines phenomenon, like getting in there, and they're all about like farm to table, earthy tones, like rustic. So we've combed through your body of work and we've presented certain concepts that are authentic to you, but feel on brand for them, right? So it's kind of looking at where do you want to go and how can you curate your body of work to get there while still remaining authentic to you. I'm not saying to go shoot something that's irrelevant, but it's like fine-tuning yourself over and over again and recognizing like, oh yeah, I have a bunch of beautiful things that resonate with that brand. I have to pull out the stuff that I've posted in between that really is neither here nor there. And we all have that type of work if we're willing to sit and edit ourselves. And then I think also the biggest thing is like the why, right? Like your why is like the motivation for it all. So for you and I, in the course of working together, it was, how are we transitioning Penny De Los Santos from being a food photographer with this robust portfolio into this new media of reels director, video director, filming your own short form content? So getting you from static photographer to adding motion to almost like DPing, right? Like you were director for most of the clients we worked on. But then it's like all that why stemmed from like, there was a bigger, I think your why, and maybe you remember it, but your why was like there, you had this bigger calling to like share your body of work from an expert level, not just behind the camera, but in front of it. And that's why we started to do Sunday sessions, because I felt like we were toying with it a couple of different times and your audience was really receptive. And then when we got really consistent about it, it was like, where does this go? And it quickly snowballed into a podcast, which, and I think this is another platform that can, you know, it has legs and opportunity, and it's connecting you with other people that you never would have connected with had you not started it.
Yeah.
So.
And the other thing it does, which is why I did it, is because it establishes me as an expert. And so people then, maybe brands, companies, people.
Which they are starting, which they are.
Yeah. It's happening in a time where the industry is really moving and changing. And I don't know if any of us really know where it's going to go. I'm not really sure what else to say except for, you know, wow, I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of myself. Like, best decision I ever made. And,
but you also accomplished a lot. Like I sent you that recap of like the year, and it felt so like, but like you look at it big picture, like there was a lot that you did in a year. And I do really feel like, you know, and fingers crossed, but I do genuinely believe like this is going to be a growth year for you, because you did all the planting and you did all the work, and now it's going to be like, where does that come from? And it's, you know, it's only January.
I know.
That's like a huge thing. Like if you are looking at yourself and you're like in this place of what do I do next? Like it's just stuck at the start of the year. Like use this as a catapult, even if this runs in February, whatever. But like use this time of year as a catapult and see where you get to by the end of it. And, you know, I'm a big believer in like steps forward. Like you have to make that effort and create your own network of positive reinforcement, or, you know, like there's great follow people that share free content about branding.
The other thing that, and I haven't said it, but it's an obvious one, is that I think you held me accountable, you know? And so we were like coworkers, you know, and you were watching me. I was also paying for it. So it was like, I got to get my money's worth. But it was accountability, and it was connection, and it was community. And it really, so if you're out there and you feel like you can't afford to hire someone, then I would find like two or three people who do what you do, or who work in the creative field. I think having them do what you do makes a difference, because you can really learn from each other.
Or maybe not what you do, because sometimes, you know, misery loves company. And
has to be the right person.
Yeah. If you're both in a spot where you're both trying to make moves, it might be like, ah, fuck it. But if you're if you know someone who's not in your industry, but it's just like, can give you honest feedback, can give you perspective, can talk out your mental blocks, like, that's really, I think, what sounds like you benefited from the most. Like, you know, I mean, aside from like the actual marketing strategies, having someone that you can reinforce what you're thinking, or tell you what you shouldn't be thinking about, like giving you different perspectives, reframing your mind is helpful. So like find that support system.
Yeah. Beautiful. I think I'm excited about this year.
Yeah.
February, I have some super exciting news to share with all of you. I can't really share yet, but it's huge for me. And I'm excited about it. And I know all of it is related to the work that we did together. So I'm super excited to pass all this on to all of you. I hope that you feel inspired. I hope that you don't feel intimidated. At the end of this, it's really about finding community and finding people that really hold your feet to the fire and push you along your way. Don't beat yourself up. Believe in yourself. Stay out of your head.
For sure.
I want everybody to know how they can find out more about you.
Well, I'm on social. You can follow me at Annie Cavallo. And then I am on my own rebranding side project journey. So if you want to see my own preaching to my own choir, I started a business platform called Go Brand Yourself. Yes, it is a direct reference to Go Fuck Yourself. It's one of my favorite things to say. But Go Brand Yourself. Just go do it. Just go do it. And I think now more than ever, one of my new taglines is, if everyone wants to be a solo entrepreneur, you better be a well-branded CEO of that company, because you work for yourself and you got to know your shit and you got to get it together. So at Go Brand Yourself is a place where I am sharing all my tried and true tips and tricks. And I just started promoting myself. So again, I'm in your boat. I'm doing all my work. I'm doing the things. You know, I have to go up there and swallow my own ego and speak to my small little community, but they're there, and I'm going to keep speaking to them until they get where I want them to be.
I follow it and I love it.
Thank you.
It's really been great.
And I'm going to be dropping some cool stuff. Like I have actually, it spawned from something that I got an opportunity through Penny, and working with her, I was connected to another community that she is very well-respected in, and they asked me to do an intentional course in their small community last spring. And the whole concept just in my mind created an awareness that some people are just really, as easy as it is for me to give, it's still not commonplace for a lot. So I'm leaning into the whole digital marketing, providing information online aspect for my own career, but I'm doing it my way. I'm not going to try to sell someone this bogus course. That's just not me. I'm more about just sharing what I have and building a community that's authentic to me. So awesome. Go follow that if you want.
Go brand yourself.
Go brand yourself.
Awesome. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining me today and Annie on the podcast, Depth of Field, A Change in Perspective. I hope all of you are doing well getting through this winter. And thank you so much for listening. I actually got I was in a meeting and somebody told me they listened to my podcast and I was so excited and they told me I was doing a good job. So thank you guys. Believe it or not, I pay attention and I'm super touched. So I appreciate any feedback and all feedback. And if there's someone you want me to interview or anybody that you think I should talk to, please send me an email, info@depthoffield.com, or you can just DM me directly on Instagram, or you can email me, pennydelosantos@gmail.com. Bye, guys. Thank you so much.